Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Tad. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Friday morning, 50 degrees. Pope Francis invites all Catholics and Christians around the world to come together today in a coronavirus prayer service.
Pope Francis will deliver an extraordinary to this city and the world blessing from the steps of St. Peter's Basilica, calling for a worldwide prayer in response to the coronavirus. The Pope's blessing, normally given at Christmas and Easter, will be streamed online at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The Vatican has confirmed at least four cases of the coronavirus, with churches across the globe forced to close because of the pandemic, while others have remained open despite the risk posed by large gatherings. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man is dead after a garage fire in West Wichita Thursday morning in the 4100 block of West Douglas. Firefighters brought the blaze under control in about 30 minutes. Victim was found inside. First responders tried to revive him but were unsuccessful. The victim's name has not been released. Cause of the fire under investigation.
There are now 16 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Sedgwick County. During this pandemic, the request for medical materials has been sounded. County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner says these are the items most in need.
Protective face masks, N95 or surgical masks, non-latex medical gloves, hand sanitizer, surface cleaners, non-permeable fluid-resistant gowns, nasal specimen collections, swab and viral transport mediums.
Any business willing to donate these materials to the local medical community is asked to contact Sedgwick County Emergency Management.
One of the largest employers in Lawrence was partially shut down this week after an employee said they had contracted the COVID-19 virus, but things were not as they seemed.
The Lawrence Journal World reports that the call center operator Maximus announced Monday that it was temporarily closing one of its large buildings because of a positive test result for COVID-19. The more the claim was investigated, the less credible it became. Wednesday night, the company released a statement that said when the test results were requested, the employee confessed they did not have COVID-19. They're taking disciplinary action for abusing their enhanced paid leave policy that provides employees with continued pay in the event of COVID-19 related absences such as quarantine, care for sick family members, or child care. Maximus says it has now reopened the facility.
That's Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting.
Coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling reporters the production of vaccines comes with a number of risks.
Even before you know something works, at risk, you have to start producing it. Because once you know it works, you can't say, great, it works. Now, give me another 6 months to produce it. So we're working with a variety of companies to take that risk.
Dr. Fauci also says multiple vaccines are undergoing trials.
A leading social worker tells KNSS News Sedgwick County's stay-home order is having a real impact on her agency's work with abused children and their families. Diana Shun is director of the Child Advocacy Center of Sedgwick County, working with abused children and their families. Shun tells KNSS News programs and services are feeling the effects of limiting gatherings to 10 people.
You know, kids are not in school any longer. We don't really have that second set of eyes on children through our school systems or through the community members. And so we know from history that that is a area of concern, and it is not uncommon that those numbers can go up because of that.
April is National Abuse Awareness Month. Diana Shun is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a nice, quiet start to the day, we'll see an increasing chance of a thunderstorm later on this afternoon, but especially tonight, our high 75. Scattered storms this evening, a few of which could be strong, then clearing by morning, our low 52. Windy and cooler Saturday with a high in the low 60s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, 50 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And I want to take a look this morning at the coronavirus and what's going on around the world. We're checking in with Fox News Radio Simon Owen in London this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's my understanding that your prime minister is tested positive for COVID-19. Is that right?
Yes, and there's been a handful of prominent public figures around the world that have confirmed positive tests in recent days. It sort of started with Prince Albert of Monaco, the son of the late Grace Kelly, and then Prince Charles of Britain confirmed his own test. But I think this is perhaps, in terms of really prominent world leaders and heads of government, perhaps Boris Johnson is probably the highest profile to date to come down with this. He said that he has experienced mild symptoms so far, that he has a temperature and a persistent cough. He announced this, well, his office sent a statement around reporters, but at the same time, Johnson posted a video message on Twitter. And I imagine the idea of doing a video is to show people that he's still up and about, he's still fully dressed. He hasn't succumbed to the working from home habit of just staying in his pajamas all day or anything like that. And he insists that he will continue to lead the UK government's response to this outbreak. He says he'll use technology. He can continue to do the job of leading Britain through this crisis. At the same time, though, you know, he doesn't know whether his symptoms are going to worsen. And it also raises questions about who he's been in contact with in recent days. He holds regular news conferences, standing alongside Britain's chief medical officer, chief scientific officer. The finance minister here has been seen with Johnson in recent days, and the finance minister is embarking on a massive bailout of the UK economy due to the coronavirus shutdown. And Boris Johnson, even 2 days ago, was in Parliament with fellow lawmakers there. So huge questions about what this means for Britain's response. But he says at the moment he's doing okay and is continuing to work in line with UK government guidance. So he is self-isolating in his residence at Downing Street.
And so what, Italy and Spain especially hard hit by this, is that correct?
Yes, and yesterday was the deadliest day so far in this pandemic. In terms of the daily figures that most governments are putting out, you know, there was in the US and in the UK and France and Iran, each of those countries reported more than 100 fatalities yesterday alone. And then Italy and Spain, who are really bearing the brunt of this pandemic at the moment, they each reported more than 700 deaths yesterday. And indeed, we've just had Spain's figures for today. And again, it is over 700, 769 announced by the Spanish today. I think in Italy's case, they are taking a degree of comfort from the fact that infection numbers that they announce each day maybe just starting to slow, but it's kind of grasping at straws at the moment. It's a glimmer of hope, but not much more. Italy and Spain are being hit very, very hard, and both now have endured more deaths, lost more people than China, where the outbreak began.
And in the United Kingdom, there are you stay-at-home order? What are you doing exactly right now?
Yeah, it's pretty much a stay-at-home order, and it is an order. It was guidance for a while and a request from the government, and that has reportedly led to some tension with other European countries, notably France, who are apparently very unhappy with Britain being less strict with its citizens than they were being with their citizens. But that changed this week. The Prime Minister appeared on TV. He doesn't do that very often. It's very rare to have a prime ministerial televised address here. I'm not sure there's been one for nearly 20 years. And Boris Johnson emerged on TV and said, you must now stay at home. So Britain has exceptions like a lot of places, and it's probably similar to what you're seeing in much of the US. You can still go out to exercise. You can still go out to buy what they call the bare essentials from stores. They are just asking people to observe that most of the time they stay at home. and that they work from home as well. Hence why I'm speaking to you from my house.
All right. Simon, thanks for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio, Simon Owen with a coronavirus world roundup. 7:40 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and time for Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted. We're going to play this for you one more time, Dad. Animal characters of this type are featured in Looney Tunes and Disney cartoons. That's our hint. Think you know what it is? Call now, 869-1330, 869-1330. You could win two large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's.
You could,
pizza.
If you're the That's lucky right. caller.
All right, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it in for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. A tough week for health and business.
Oh, boy.
Yep, you're going to tell us about that. Coming up, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.